Tiny Men, Giant Women by Miss Ruby. The Skies of Zavthak. A planet ruled by giant women? Here's what I discovered during my recent trip to Zavthak. There are many features that make Zavthak a very different place to live. Despite being 100 times the size of Earth, it has a much warmer climate. Having 2 suns will do that, you see. During the day, the skies are a pastel purple, framed by delicate wispy blue clouds. And at night, the sky becomes a velvet black backdrop to a trillion pinpricks of rainbow-colored light. Each one glowing and iridescent, like huge fire opals sparkling billions of light years away. The moon is known for its vivid red color and casts little to no light upon the ground. It's smaller than the moon seen on Earth, but larger than the little tiny rainbow-colored stars, and is often referred to as Giant Ruby by the Zavthak inhabitants. Big and bountiful. Not only are the heavens vastly different from our own on Earth, but the flora and fauna vary greatly too. The trees are much bigger. Even the greatest redwoods found on Earth are 5 times smaller than the extremely common Karaburu tree on Zavthak. They even have flowers that dwarf a 6-foot man, sevenfold. Mountains, lakes, and forests all exist, but as you can imagine, are much larger than anything you would see on Earth. And the inhabitants? Well, they are another matter entirely. You see, in Zavthak, they promote a female-led society. Now, you may think it was a decision made to ensure maximum peace and prosperity. Women tend to be more nurturing and compassionate in general, so it would make sense, but no. The dynamic between men and women on Zavthak was purely organic and circumstantial. Teeny tiny men. If you were to interact with the inhabitants, you wouldn't notice much difference between yourself and a Zavankian male, for example. Their appearance is no different to that of human males on Earth. An interaction with a Zavankian woman, however, would leave you speechless. Typical Zavankian females are between 150 to 250 feet tall. That's about the same height as a mid-sized skyscraper. They are so tall that men look like ants by comparison. So now you see why their social dynamic is dominated by the female species. Giantess rules. So, how does their society operate exactly? Well, the females are doted on morning, noon, and night by their male subjects. The giant women of Zavthak are worshipped and adored by all men, and the men absolutely love lavishing them in attention. There are no marriages, or what we might call conventional relationships. Each female has hundreds of subjects that worship her, and the men accept this as their reality. I was lucky enough to interview one man about his experiences on Zavthak, and what a typical day might look like for him. He had this to say. It's all I've ever known. The females here are incredibly beautiful and deserve to live in luxury, whilst us men strive to fill their every need. There are only 50 women on our planet. They keep the numbers low as it serves them to have more male subjects to shower them in attention. Creating more males is possible due to the advanced cloning technology they utilize. To create a giantess is beyond my personal knowledge. They are the only ones who know how it works. Personally, I wish there were more of them, and that is my only wish. A typical day for me involves preparing breakfast for my goddess and cleaning duties in the morning. Occasionally, she may toy with some of us. She has a wicked sense of humor, and has put a few of my fellow devotees in her mouth, as if she were going to swallow them. I have never been that lucky myself, but I'm still hoping that she might do that to me one day. Some of the guys have different jobs. For example, giving foot rubs. Again, I've never had that privilege, but I'm hoping to work my way up through the ranks and get the opportunity to touch her like that. I can only dream. Giantess Paradise. From the typical human view, it may seem emasculating to be around women that are the size of literal skyscrapers. Serving them and tending to them would also add an additional layer of humiliation for most men on Earth, but it seems that those with a love for submitting to the rule of beautiful, dominant women would find that Zavak is a wonderfully enriching experience, not to mention an incredibly arousing one, too. So that's it from me. I hope you enjoyed my little story. And if the idea of a giantess makes you weak at the knees, then I would suggest checking out giantessisland.com, where you can find all of our mistress profiles, as well as lots of free stories that you can read that might help you out with some spank bank material, let's just say that. So if you enjoyed this story, stay tuned, subscribe to my blog, and there will be more content coming out soon. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can follow me on Twitter or drop me an email. All of those details can be found on my website, cockdom.com. So check it out, have a browse, have a little look, and I will catch you next time. Bye.